Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Music there from the group Carmina, C-A-R-M-I-N-A, French group, obviously, very obviously in the magma mold with all the chanting and whatnot. And we heard a track, we heard the title track from a 1976 album called Hamra, H-A-M-R-A. And I have an announcement here somewhere. Somewhere. Here it is. Become a record dealer at the WFMU Record Fair, which is happening in November, November 6th through 8th this year. We're now accepting table reservations for the WFMU Record Fair. The fair is returning to the Metropolitan Pavilion in New York City for 3 days, November 6th, 7th, and 8th. We're looking for new dealers. We're looking for new dealers. So if you've got a stockpile of records and CDs you've been looking to sell off, the fair is the perfect place for you to do that. We're also looking for non-vinyl dealers, comics, zines, jewelry, art, clothes, and more to participate. For more information, contact Record Fair Director Matt Warwick at the following email address, recfair@wfmu.org, R-E-C-F-A-I-R at wfmu.org, if you would like to be a dealer, and who wouldn't, at the upcoming WFMU Record Fair. We're now going to hear a track from a Dutch group called Trion, T-R-I-O-N, and we're going to hear something. This is a brand new record. This just came out like last month, an album called Terra Tiempo, and we're going to hear the title track from that album. This is a Dutch trio called Trion, T-R-I-O-N.
We'll be right back.
And that's going to do it for tonight's show. Thanks so much for listening, folks. You're tuned, as always, to listener-supported WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope, in New York City, and the county of the Land of Rock at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Amanda's next. See you next time.
Out here in the field.
to the breakfast table while the kids are gone. And she reaches out and takes my hand and squeezes it and says, how you feeling, hon? And I look across at smiling lips that warm my heart and see my that's not loving me. And all I've got to say, God didn't make the little green apples, and it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. And there's no such thing as Dr. Seuss or Disneyland, and Mother Goose is no nursery rhyme. God didn't make little green apples, and it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. And when my self-esteem low, I think I'm the face of you and peace in my mind. Sometimes I call her up at home, knowing she's busy, and ask her if she can get away and meet me. Maybe we can grab a bite to eat. And she drops what she's doing and she hurries down to meet me. And I'm always late. But she sits waiting patiently and smiles when she first sees me. Cause she's made that way. And if that ain't loving me, then all I've got to say, God didn't make little green apples, and it don't snow in Minneapolis when the winter comes. And there's no such thing as make-believe puppet dolls, autumn leaves, and big guns. God didn't make little green apples.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Out Here in the Field on WFMU. My name is Amanda, and I am bringing you an hour of field recordings and sound effects and other cool things. Right now, we are listening to a new release from Super Monastic. The album is called Motility Vortex, and this is part two. It's out on the Murmur Intemporel label, and it synthesizes sounds from the everyday world into music. Or sound art, which I guess all music can be called sound art. If you want to call it that. We also heard a recording of an industrial machine in a parking garage from the YouTuber DVS Sound. And it did not specify what type of industrial machine it was, and I think probably it was because he didn't know. A mountain lion did a mating call, and we had some apple-eating ASMR as well, courtesy of Salted Caramel Life. And we heard Roger Miller doing Little Green Apples along with that. The show began with Loop Diary and Garden Plan out on the Personal Affair label, and that is new as well. This piece by Super Monastic that I'm talking over is about halfway in, and we're going to listen to the rest of it. But I just want to warn you that the next thing you hear after this is through is a field recording of Eugen the cat. And Eugen is a cat that I take care of. And I made these recordings of him licking the top of my coffee cup. So that will be next. Stay tuned.
Thank you.
This is Out Here in the Field on WFMU. My name is Amanda, and you can go to WFMU.org right now to see what I have been playing in the last set of sounds. Right now we are in the bathtub together. I hope you appreciate what a spacious bathtub it is, that it fits all of us at the same time. And I'm just very delighted and amused that you have either decided to join me tonight or happened upon this show on a great legendary freeform radio station operating out of Jersey City, New Jersey. I will be here until 9 p.m. broadcasting more field recordings and sound effects, and I hope you stick around. This is now the halfway point of the show, which is commonly where things start to get very interesting. I have an email address. It's ohitf@wfmu.org. And the show again is called Out Here in the Field. All of that information is on the playlist page right now at wfmu.org. If you want to look at it and write it down or whatever. And speaking of the email address, which people can use if they want to submit recordings to me, which I hope they do, the next selection is coming from a listener. This is from listener Joe S., and it is an Appalachian rainstorm here in late April. Enjoy yourself. It's later than you.
Sometimes on Out Here in the Field, we actually are out in the field. And that is the case right now. The pasture, I guess I could more accurately say. We just heard The Crashers with Musical Fight, a reggae instrumental that features the sounds of bottles dropping and breaking. And you can envision being used as weapons or broken over people's heads. We heard the sound of two lynxes screaming. And that's from a video that somebody took from their car. Before that was the track Town News. Excuse me, everyone. I guess I'm here in their pasture, so they can interrupt me all they want. I'm the one that's the uninvited guest, right? The track was called Town News by Sage Martins, who also put out the amazing chamber music for lawnmowers. When was that? Last year? 2 years ago? Recently, but not super recently. And Sage Martins is two people. That's their two surnames. Forming a very convincing name. And yeah, it was an album of Western sounds that they made called Riding Fences that came out in 2022. And we heard the rainstorm in North Appalachia. Thank you again to listener Joe S. for submitting that. And if you would like to submit a field recording or a sound effect or something that you think would be appropriate on the show, please email me, ohitf at wfmu.org. This is WFMU. I am Amanda. And we've got 15 minutes left. So let's fill our ears with as much as we can before Daniel Blumen comes in at the top of the hour. Thank you for listening. Thank you.
still in there, brother? That full tone sounding funky, let me tell you what. I'm gonna do a quick full tone test. Ooh, you got something shining in the sand. Another dime. What'd you get?
It's Goofy.
What? That's probably the best find of the day. Look what she got. Destiny scored big. She got the little thingy-majiggy. What does that go to? I don't know. She doesn't know either. You guys know though, right? She knows. It's a little thing to a croc, maybe? Confirm if that's what it is. You got a pair of crocs back at your house? We got some funky monkeys over here. I can't leave yet. So if you're wondering why this thing sounds like an alien spaceship abducting you up to planet, whatever it's called, it's because this is Deus Full Tones, Deus 2 Full Tones. Sounds very funky. Square Full Tones? too confusing. Yeah, there's like two options of tones that you can run, either like, is it PWM or square tones? Deus can be a little confusing sometimes, but nah. Here, let's go under this picnic bench. I'm gonna send Destiny under there. No. Sound like a video game. Does that sound like better than the dime? Sounds maybe.
Sounds different than the dime.
It does, right? What the heck is this thing?
It does sound like a video game.
It does. It's a quarter!
Okay, you just need six more of those and you can get another drink.
Six more? So I got two dimes and a quarter. That's 45 cents.
Oh, I don't think it'll take the dime.
What's your preference of choice here? Is it the Coca-Cola or is it the Pepsi? Or is it neither? What is your drink preference? Destiny's preference is coffee. Thank you.
expect no rain, said the weatherman, but it did. I hope it don't fall on me, I said, but it did. Now the sky looked blue, and there's hardly a cloud in the sky.
That will do it for the show tonight. Thank you so much for listening to Out Here in the Field tonight. We're in the coffee shop right now. We ended the show with Neil Innes, the way we always do. Before that, we heard some metal detector sounds. Ferromil is French and makes music with metal detector sounds. That's from his album Toyota Beach from 2015. We heard a video of people metal detecting using the XP Deus 2, which is my favorite type of metal detector for cool sounds. And we also heard Flexagon with a new composition called Lost in Nature. We heard part two of that. And that accompanies a painting exhibition at the Guernsey Museum. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Please stay tuned. Daniel Blumen is next.
T'as rien de mieux à faire que de penser à la mort.